Welcome to Credit Matters newsletter for July 2017. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. You can always view past copies of our newsletters via our website at creditmatters.com.au. What's new at Credit Matters? About 7 days after the email version of the newsletter is sent, the first audible version of our monthly newsletter will be available on Credit Matters website at creditmatters.com.au. Unfortunately, our revamped newsletter will not be available at this time. The ongoing development of the website has caused a temporary delay in activating the new version. We hope the new format will be available in the next few months. Our website homepage has been amended to show details of all upcoming conferences and expos. Have you thought about advertising your events on Credit Matters? Advertising via Credit Matters. If you are interested in reaching business prospects who need your services or products, contact Kim to see what he can do for you. There are many different opportunities to advertise your business via Credit Matters, and it may not be as expensive as you might imagine. This month, you will find attached flyers regarding the upcoming events for the AICM, AIPI, IBAC, and the World Trade Credit Risk Summit. You will also find a brochure on telephone skill development. Jenny Cartwright and Kim Raddock believe the telephone is today's most underrated business tool. If your sales and accounts receivable employees require additional training in the use of telephone to maximize their performance results, contact Jenny or Kim as appropriate. Quote of the month. It's a very sobering feeling to be up in space and realise that one's safety factor was determined by the lowest bidder on a government contract. Alan Shepherd. Monthly business observation. Alan Shepherd's quote resonates in so many ways these days, right across the business spectrum. Sadly, it also applies to the protection of cash in many businesses today. Currently, I interact with people from all levels of accounts payable and receivable operations internationally. During these contacts, it constantly amazes me how poorly many business enterprises treat the protection of their cash. Let us not beat about the bush. Accounts payable and receivable departments are the cash flow guardians of your business. Cash is essential for business survival. The often repeated comments of cash is king, or a business without cash is not a business, reinforce just how important cash is to every business. It is surprising, therefore, to see how many managers follow the ethos described by Alan Shepherd of using the cheapest resources possible to protect their organization's cash. Once cash is taken illegally or lost via organizational incompetence, it is often unrecoverable. This reality seems to escape management thinking. What are the signs where your suppliers and customers are not actively using the best resources to protect their cash? 1. The quality of interactions between your employees and the employees of the other party. It is not unusual to find that the other party's employees cannot string two words together to create a sensible sentence or do not understand the value of manners in their written correspondence. Instead, you get the equivalent of a teenager's grunt or a demand for action. 2. The ability to make contact and have problems solved quickly. It can be difficult to communicate with suppliers and customers quickly and efficiently. For example, you wish to advise your customer about a duplicate or incorrect payment. If you find an accounts payable point of contact and advise them of this payment, you may still not receive any reply asking for the money to be returned. Alternatively, you receive an acknowledgement that your contact will be answered in X number of days. When it comes to being paid and having the cash to pay your bills as they fall due, can you really afford to wait these extra days for no good reason? 3. The use of technology frequently increases costs because the intellectual reasoning behind the use of technology is flawed. In many situations, for example, as technology is installed, qualified and experienced employees are retrenched. Therefore, when things go wrong, there are few people with the knowledge to fix the problems. It seems knowing how suppliers and customers interact with a business has no commercial value. 4. The philosophy of outsourcing for micro and small business is a practical solution if managed properly. Outsourcing the accounts payable and receivable operations by large and medium-sized business to overseas organisations often only creates unforeseen costs and problems. The fact is, no person can work for two bosses. Worse still, outsourcing these operations is akin to employing mercenaries to guard the cash safe. It is also well known, criminals lurk near these outsourcing businesses, and they are always on the lookout for any of your outsourcing business's employees to help them gain access to your accounts. When people are so poor that every dollar counts, they can easily be tempted by the lure of a few extra dollars when it is offered. 5. Management has no problems in the reconciliation of the bank accounts to protect its cash. On the other hand, the reconciliation of supplier and customer accounts to protect the flow of cash out of and into these accounts is deemed not to be so important. The truth is, if you don't reconcile supplier and customer accounts, you don't manage your cash properly. As a side issue, if you don't reconcile these accounts, you also don't quickly identify operational problems. Today we operate in an environment where cybercrime and fraudulent behaviour is on the rise. In addition, we regularly experience the operational incompetence caused by flawed business thinking and processes. In such a world, the lack of protection of a business's cash is rather disturbing. To paraphrase Alan Shepard's quote, "It's a sobering feeling to realise that your business's cash is at risk by management use of the cheapest means to protect it." Word of the Month. The aim of Word of the Month is to share those many words used in Australian English which caused confusion. The confusion arises because there's often two spelling variations. Is the spelling jail, G-A-O-L, or jail, J-A-I-L? The words jail with a G and jail with a J give us a recent example of our ever-changing language. It was only around 20 years ago jail, with a J, became the preferred Australian spelling. And 40 years ago, the government started to accept jail, with a J, as an alternate spelling in government documents. I still see online people arguing the Australian spelling is jail with a G. But that's only because they don't know or haven't accepted the change. The Oxford and Macquarie dictionaries list jail with a J as the main spelling and jail with a G as a second spelling variation. The Macquarie dictionary has an interesting usage note. In general, the spelling of this word has shifted in Australian English from jail with a G to jail with a J. However, jail with a G remains fossilised in the names of jails as Parramatta Jail and in some government usage. For those using Microsoft Word, keep in mind, the secondary spelling variation jail with a G is considered to be spelt correct, along with the many inflected forms such as jailed, jailer, and jails, all with a G. For more information on the preferred Australian English spelling, visit australian-dictionary.com.au. Latest news and issues by Trace Personnel. How to improve your interview skills. Interviews are daunting. We have all been there and had some overwhelming interviews at some stage in our careers. After all, ensuring you perform well in your interview is the key to locking in an offer. To avoid this, here are some tips to nail your next interview and create the best first impression. Research the company. Know the company. It is extremely important that you know what the company specialises in and a brief history of the business. This will demonstrate genuine interest and will set you apart from other candidates. Familiarise yourself with the About Us section of their website and don't be afraid to ask your interviewer questions about the role you are being interviewed for. KISS. Utilise the KISS method. Keep it simple. Sometimes interviews can get very overwhelming and make you stutter, or the opposite, make you overexpress yourself with over-the-top language. Ensure you communicate efficiently and say what you want in simple language. After all, the only things that matter to your interviewer are your skill sets and your personality. The two Ps. presentation and punctuality. Ensure you wear appropriate attire and come on time. It leaves a positive first impression on your interviewer and will ensure you have time to de-stress before the interview. We're here to help. Contact Paul at Trace Personnel on 9218 5466 or paul at tracepersonnel.com.au. Thank you to listening to Credit Matters Newsletter for July 2017.